WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stormy Daniels hit the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial today, detailing their alleged sexual encounter, from what he wore to what they talked about in a hotel room. CBS New York reporter Jessica Moore.
Daniels told the jury that when she asked Trump about his wife, he said, "Don't worry about that. We don't even sleep in the same room."
That allegedly led to her paid silence ahead of the 2016 election. Israel's military has rolled into Rafah and reportedly gained control of a border crossing with Egypt. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
A general who I spoke to today said it's really a way of pressuring Hamas to make more concessions and to get to a ceasefire.
TikTok claims a new law potentially banning it in the U.S. is unconstitutional.
TikTok says this is violating the First Amendment principle that the government cannot abridge the freedom of speech.
Tech expert Ian Schur says that's why they're suing to stop the U.S. from forcing it to divest from its Chinese parent company. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke with WYSN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can learn about dementia and brain health later this month with the ADRC-CW. Topic Tuesdays will happen the third and fourth Tuesday this month. On May 21st, you can learn dementia basics from 3 to 4. On May 28th, they'll cover brain health basics from 3 to 4. Both presentations will be held at the Wisconsin Rapids ADRC office at 220 3rd Avenue South. Registration is required for both of these events. You can register by calling 888-486-9545. Summer will be here before you know it, and the kids will want to swim. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department fills swimming pools. They'll need a little information about your pool, such as pool dimensions or how much water you'll need. Then they'll give you a price for what it would cost. You can call them at 715-435-3740 or message them on Facebook. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sun today, with mild temperatures climbing to near 60 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms strike again this afternoon, bringing gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour, some more heavy downpours, and the potential for some of them to turn severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. My guests are John and Gordy, poet Richard Vargas, singers Kirk Bangstad and Susan Gettert, and musician Tommy Bentz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 3:30, we're going to welcome in Nicole Menzel, Library Director with the Leicester Public Library of Rome. Looking forward to talking with her. And right now, our good friend Dawn DeSarcy is in with us, Recreational Supervisor with our Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. Dawn, good to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me, James.
Feels like it's been too long.
It has been.
It's been too darn long. Good to have you here.
Thank you. You too.
We appreciate all the work that you and the Parks Rec Department do in our area, and we're going to actually touch on a couple of things today, but I want to let the audience know there is no way we can cover everything you guys do.
We have a lot.
Yeah. We will give you information a little bit later, how you can get in touch with Dawn and how you can find out more about this, website, social media, all of those things.
Definitely.
I wanted to start off with, Dawn, actually something that we were talking about a little bit in our pregame. So we have some swim lessons coming up.
And we do.
I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. We're offering swim lessons this summer at the Aquatic Center. We do have some help if you have a question on which class your child might, you know, need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of our instructors that's going to be there today until, well, I'm sorry, this morning until 10:30 she was there.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be back on Thursday morning between 8:30 and 10:30, and that's at our office at the Centralia Center, which is 220 3rd Avenue South, right in front of our office. We've got a table set up, and she's there with all the class information, and our registration opens that next Monday, so you can kind of get a heads up and know what class you should register for.
Very cool. So I don't know if I've ever told this on the air before, but when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, we didn't have a whole lot of swimming that we were doing.
Sure.
It wasn't until I moved up here and I was about 13 that I actually learned to swim.
Oh, wow.
And my papa, who was an old Marine and everything, did the whole push me in Lake Camelot. And it's just bloop me up, bloop, and I go in. And I haven't been able to get out of the water since. I love swimming. I love all swimming activities and all that. But part of the reason he did that was because we lived on Lake Camelot, and he was very worried about a young kid being around a body of water.
That's
something that most families around here know. They're pretty aware
There's
of that.
A lot of water around here, for sure.
And very aware of how important it is for our kids to know how to swim and those things. And swim lessons, while they're fun and a great time for kids, as adults, we understand the importance of this.
We do. And kids are just having a blast, and we know it's good for them.
And you know, parents out there know better than I do. My kids are all older and stuff. Busy schedules, and it can be hard to be able to get kids or get to something to be able to sign your kids up or to find out more information on these. So that's why it's really great to hear she has a second opportunity for this.
She does, and I know it's probably tough for some parents to get there. It's in the, during the day, but we had to work around her schedule as well.
Yeah,
she's busy teaching swim lessons and swim classes and that sort of thing.
So, yeah.
But she's very, very knowledgeable, and she'll be super helpful.
Yeah, and a great person to have, being able to teach your kids all these swimming things, and you can feel a lot safer and throughout the summer and stuff, them knowing all of that.
They'll be much more comfortable around the water.
Yeah. We also want to reach out to all parents out there and all you great adults and everything, because we're looking for coaches.
We are. We need coaches for T-ball and our coach pitch ball. Those are Mondays and Wednesdays in June and July. It's a pretty short season. A lot of fun to coach. We do need some, mostly we need pitch coaches, but we do need them for T-ball as well.
Again, a little bit of a quick story here. I actually coached my little brother in flag football for a while. I should let everybody know I am not a football coach. I do not have any history in this. I have no information. I watched a lot of football. That's about my, you know, that's about what
well,
I had going for me.
Well, you know, we need some refs, too.
Yes, he did refs, yeah.
How about that?
There's that part of it, too. But it just speaking to the, you know, you don't necessarily have to be Bill Parcells to be able to be one of these coaches
not.
Or anything.
You do not.
It's about having fun. It's about making, you know, being the adult around kids and all those things that that entails. But having fun and having a good time.
It is. And it's just kind of making sure they're in the right place.
Yeah. 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 Really. You know, I mean,
that's really
it.
You're kind of herding cats there.
Yes. It's so true. You have so much fun with this as well, too, as
it
an adult.
It is a fun program, for sure.
I know that there's so many of our locals that are always asking me of ways that they can give back or they can put into our community. And not everybody has dollars and cents that they can donate or invest. You got an hour or two?
Time. Yep.
Yeah, you can put your time into it, and you get to coach football. You get to brag to your friends you're a football coach, for goodness sake. I mean, that's pretty cool. And these kids, it's so fun to hang around them. I'll say this, especially if you really do love sports, kids remind you of why you love sports.
Oh, they do.
They really do. It's such a blast to be around and everything. Yeah. So.
It's fun to see them learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need the t-ball, the pitch coaches, and then we need refs for football, which is going to be in the fall.
Greatly.
That's a long ways out there, but we need to find people.
Yeah, and as you, again, something you probably know better than I do, it's never too early to throw that stuff out there.
We're
looking forward to getting a bunch of good new coaches and refs and everything for the upcoming season so these kids can go out there and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. That'll come up fast, too.
Yes.
The summer, we know how fast the summer goes, so.
If somebody's a little nervous about being a ref or a coach because they've never done that kind of thing before, you guys just don't throw them out there, right? You know,
we have a meeting before,
sure.
And then we've got a whole packet put together to try to help them with practices and that sort of thing. Basically, the first two sessions are practice, and then after that, it's just kind of keeping them in order, you know, making sure they're in the right batting order, making sure they're on the field in the right places, kind of move them around and make sure they're safe as well.
Chances are, if you're, you know, willing to volunteer to coach one of these sports, you probably know the sport, and that's going to help you a lot going into this.
It will.
Again, it's not X's and O's as much as it is being in the right place and having fun, enjoying
themselves. It's having
fun,
and you don't have to have a ton of knowledge about baseball. But it's helpful, like you said.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the football refs are actually, that's a paid position. So
something else to keep in mind, especially a lot of you college kids and stuff out there
Definitely.
And everything.
That's a great opportunity for them.
And it looks good on a resume.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, working
does.
With the Parks and Recs Department always looks good on a resume. That never hurts, whether it's a college application or it's a job application. It looks very good on there. I wanted to get into the volleyball camp coming up, too.
Yes.
That's exciting.
It is. We've got that coming up on July 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's for the 3rd through 6th grade kids, and then the 15th through 17th for 7th and 8th grade. We have a great instructor for that. He has so much experience, and he's going to have a couple of people helping him. If kids want to get familiar with the game and really learn some good pointers, or if they just want to get better at the game, this is going to be a great opportunity for them.
When we talk about volleyball, it should be noted too, this is one of the bigger rising sports, not just in Wisconsin, but in you know, all of athletics. Women's athletics is the new investment to make. It is just rising more and more and getting more and bigger and bigger. And any kids, man, woman, it doesn't matter, being involved in these sports, it only is going to give them more opportunities, more chances. I'm not saying that any one of these kids necessarily going to go on and be the next great this or anything like that. Right. But the confidence that they build in these things, that they will take with them.
They will. And this is 4 days in a row. So it's kind of nice that they'll remember things each day and kind of build on that.
I know I learned a lot better that way. So, you know, that's pretty cool for them. That's very good.
Yeah, he's done a lot of these camps before. So, he knows what works.
Hmm. When we for these things that we are mentioning, Dawn, do we need to give different information for each one as far as if people want to register or find out more?
Can the registration's all in the same place.
Okay,
all starts on Monday.
Excellent. So we'll go ahead and give the information on that before we wrap up.
Sure.
And how you can register out there, because I know we're intriguing people with these. And like, well, wait, how do I sign up?
I hope so.
We'll get to it. We'll get to how you can sign up. We'll let you know. There's also a basketball camp coming up.
There is. Yep. That one. Let me see here.
I love basketball, Dawn. I've been waiting to talk about this.
Great. So we have two sessions. We've got one in June. It's the 24th through 27th, and then one in July. It's the 29th through August 1st, and that is from 4K all the way up through 6th grade.
Hmm.
And that'd be the grade they're entering.
Okay.
The fall.
Oh, good, good note to have, yeah.
Yeah, so that is also the 4 days in a row. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We have a great instructor for that as well. She's done a lot of coaching and that sort of thing with other kids, or I think the junior high kids is who she coached, and I think she's going to be a lot of fun. And
oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good... good intro, or maybe just honing some skills.
It's a blast. I do mention I am a little biased here. I love basketball, but I will say too that I think that if I had to pick a sport for a kid to learn, mm-hmm. it would be basketball,
mm-hmm.
and mainly in part because I think it's a beautiful game, and it uses creativity. You have to have an imagination. You high and eye coordination at a max when it comes to that.
Oh, for sure.
The working with other people, teammates, and all of those things. There's so many things on there that are great life lessons for kids.
And
oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. Basketball's fun. It's a fun game to play. And just like we were talking about before with any of these other sports too, mm-hmm. it's not so much about how many points the kid scores or anything
not at all.
It's so much about the enjoyment they have, the current confidence they build. And one other thing that I almost forgot until this one came up, Dawn,
mm-hmm.
When I first moved out here, I had a hard time making friends.
Yeah.
I know that's got to be shocking to the audience. Sports is how I made friends.
That is where it's at.
People saw I was fast and like, okay, I want the fast kid on my team. What's his name? Maloff? All right, sure. And that's how I made friends. And
yeah.
So there's that part of this, too.
There is.
When kids sign up for these things, they're going to meet new kids from maybe from different schools or different counties or something like that. Who knows?
Yep, and they have something in common.
Yeah. That's a really fun part of this, too.
It is.
There is all of those things going on, and there's even more. I wanted to get into a little bit of the... Dawn, just to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here. We get these great pamphlets from our friends at the Parks and Recs Department, the 2024 Summer Recreation Activity Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking this over, and Dawn, right away, Zookeeper for a Day. I could not take my eyes off of this one. It sounds so much fun.
Well, I'll tell you, last summer that filled up, I think, the first day that we had registration open.
It.
We did add more sessions this year. There's several dates, so just be sure to check the flyer for all those dates. And it is a lot of fun. You have a couple of hours with our zookeeper. You get to help feed the animals. You get to do some scooping of some things, clean the pens, that sort of thing. It's a lot of fun. We got some really cute pictures from last year. I know that the kids really enjoyed it.
I did some research before the interview here, like I always like to do, and it turns out kids love animals.
Kids do love animals, absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a fun one, not for kids and everything, but in all seriousness, we in this state have a different relationship with animals than I think most, with our ag industry and so much of that. This is another opportunity for kids to learn maybe some empathy for our ag industry and our farmers and some of that, or spark an interest in that. I've known a lot of vets in my life, and a lot of them started right here in Wood County.
Yeah.
Then went on to either Stevens Point or some of our other, Madison, some of our other good universities that have great vet programs. You just don't know what could be sparked, or maybe they just have a good time. There's no wrong answer, you know?
Nope. It's a good experience either way.
Mm-hmm. It's also a really fun program. This program, this is newer, right?
Last summer was the first time we did it.
It's a great one.
Yeah, it is.
I don't get to do this very often with you guys because there's so much to talk about, and I want to make sure to get in everything we can.
Yeah.
But a real shout out to the Parks and Recs Department, listening to their community and looking for new ways to do things.
Thank you guys.
Have been doing great stuff for a long time, and it'd be pretty easy to just sit back and like, well, we've always done this. This is how we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
To listen to the community, to find new things, to get people involved, get them out of the house, get the kids doing stuff. Thank you.
That's
really cool.
Thank you for that. We do try to get some different ideas and try to, you know, try to grab whatever the interest is in the community. And it can be tough. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I hear you on that part. Yeah. We know a little about that.
Oh, for sure.
In speaking of those kind of things, I know that one of the things that has come up is the Pilates and yoga workshops.
Yes.
Jamie is incredible.
She's
got some
great.
Good people over there.
And we do.
Jamie's
yes.
one of them.
She is great. She's going to be doing another workshop. And that's on Saturday, August 24th. Again, it's a ways out there, but we know how fast summer goes.
Mm-hmm.
She does plan to have that day is going to be all of her workshops. And then in the fall, we're going to have some more sessions. So it'll be like 6-week sessions coming up in the fall. So this will be kind of a preview. If you've ever wanted to try it, learn more about it. That's what the workshops are about.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, from what I've read and from what I understand from Jamie, mm-hmm. if you are a novice and you've never done this before, it's a great opportunity. If you've been doing yes. it for years, it's a great
yes.
opportunity.
Yep, she'll give a lot of one-on-one time, so she'll be, you know, she'll be able to kind of move around and help each person if they need, you know, some extra attention, I guess.
She's a really good teacher.
She
She's very. I've heard a number of people mention her before, and how hands-on and how helpful she is, and it's one of those things that you don't have to be the super flexible to be able to do. No. You might actually become a little more flexible
you
from
might.
Doing it.
You
so.
Might, and she has a lot of experience, so she's worked with a lot of different people.
Dawn, we're speaking with Dawn, from a recreation supervisor with our Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. And Dawn, one of the things that we have focused on is a lot of outdoor activities, a lot of those kind of things. I also want to touch on, if you don't mind, some of the other things that you have going on over there and other opportunities
sure.
for kids. And one of the better programs I think you do, at least, mm-hmm. is the Safe Sitter program.
Yes.
More and more, you know, for better or worse, kids are kind of watching kids.
They are.
You know,
they
are. That's happening more and more mm-hmm. For whatever, you know, whatever we can get into all that. But it is happening, you know, one way or
it
another. I know as a parent and as one of those kids that was a babysitter,
mm-hmm.
I felt better because I had the confidence of my mother and father who were babysitters and
mm-hmm.
them teaching me and telling me so much. I felt a little more confident about it.
Yeah.
I'd have felt great having a class that I could take.
It is a great experience for the kids.
And as a parent, I can imagine the confidence and the reassurance you feel a bit from that.
Oh, yeah. We've had parents request babysitters from our program. They've
cool.
emailed and said, hey, we really need a babysitter for this day. Can you recommend some of the kids from the
That's
class
cool.
or can you send it to the kids that were in the class? So it's a really early job opportunity for them if they want to make some extra cash. But it's a good experience to build the confidence for the babysitter themselves.
Yeah, it's a great investment in your kid. And not for nothing, say your kid takes this class and they babysit one kid,
mm-hmm.
okay? Well, chances are, statistically, they're probably going to go up and grow up to be a parent one day.
Likely,
those babysitting lessons and everything, those are very apt to being a parent and not bad. I know one of the things that I appreciated about Lincoln and about some of our schools around here mm-hmm. offering early parenting classes, some of that,
mm-hmm.
it only helped me all the more because, you know, to all parents out there, we understand you can have all the help books out in the world, all the guidebooks in the world. There is no really truly preparing for what your child could do or what have you.
Absolutely not.
You know this. Now a kid's in charge. You know,
right.
having this babysitting
right.
class is only going to make them much more confident, you feel more confident, and the kids safer.
They do. They are, definitely. And they are. There's a lot of kids taking care of their younger siblings. So
yes. yeah.
this is a nice opportunity for that, for them to learn more about that as well.
You guys do a great job as well, talking and doing a lot of creative things, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to just quickly remind everybody that there is rock painting, charcoal expressions. There's a lot of those kind of creative outlets as well to
mm-hmm.
do. As we're wrapping up, Dawn, if you don't mind, you have some free programs coming
up. We do. We've got a couple of things at the zoo that are going to be new for this summer. We have Casey Twist coming there, and she's going to be there for three different dates on Saturdays, June 15th. July 13th and August 24th. Those times are going to be posted online as well as in our flyer. And then we have I Heart Art. She's going to be doing some face painting for us mm-hmm. on June 29th and August 3rd between 1 and 3. And those will all be at the zoo.
Yeah, they're going to be great. A lot of fun, great instructors, great people to be in doing those as well.
They are fun.
And keep that in mind. Those are going to be a lot of fun to do. I just a couple of other things I want to mention as we are wrapping up here, if you don't mind, Dawn. First off, we have to talk about pickleball. Going forward, I think that's just a given. Like, we have to. Even if you guys didn't offer it, we'd have to at least mention pickleball.
Oh, for sure.
You guys offer a great pickleball drop-in play. That's been a very active one.
It has. It's a good opportunity to just get in, join a game, meet some people, learn more about the game. There's all different levels of play there. It's a really nice group that is there. So a lot of regulars, and they are more than willing to help somebody new and kind of help them learn the game, and they'll meet new people, like I said.
Talking with a couple of people that play locally here and everything, that was one of the big things that they wanted to get across, that they're always looking for new people to be enjoying the sport. And they like teaching. They like helping you learn how to play the sport. So I don't think that that's anything that should keep you away from it. And again, just like a lot of the stuff we were saying about the kids and these activities, it ain't that much different for you older people out there. And I'm talking to myself as well, because I'm one of them. As we get older, it gets harder and harder to meet people.
It gets harder and harder
to run into people. I'll be honest, I'm not a bar guy. That slims my odds even more and stuff.
Yeah.
These kind of things are a great opportunity to not only get out there, have some fun, enjoy some of these events, whether it is pickleball or it is some of the art things. They're getting you out. They're getting you out, giving you something to do. You're going to run into new people, meet some new people, have a good time at the same time. It's pretty cool.
It is.
It's a win-win kind of situation.
Yes, it is.
Dawn, with the last 2 minutes that we have here, I'm going to get to the whole reason I brought you in today.
Okay.
Yes, we love our Parks and Recs departments and talking about all the different things that you guys offer over there. But I see that coming up in August, you have an adult flag football league.
We do. It was a great success last season.
This is awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun.
So cool.
We had 8 teams sign up last year. We had hoped for 4. And we had 8, and we still had more that wanted to join. So I think this season might be even bigger. We do, again, need some refs for that, and we're starting early on that hunt because we need them. It's really fun. The group is a lot of fun. They had they get prizes at the end of the season. So, I mean, the first and second place get a nice payment at the end of the season, and they had a good time. They played at Mead Field last year on the men's baseball diamond.
Oh, right.
Because it has lights.
Yeah. Oh, smart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the fall, so.
Dawn, I've been looking for something like this for a long time.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of this. so much of what we talked about today sounded like so much fun. If people want to register, if they want to find out more about some of these things, where can we send them?
Send them to our website, wr.activityreg.com. That's our registration page. We have our flyer out on our city webpage, wirapids.org. And then we also have in the back of our flyer, don't forget all of our aquatics activities coming up, because that's going to be a big season for the summer.
Yeah, coming up in August, you can join the Krakens. Felt cool to say.
Isn't that cool?
The Krakens. Yeah,
it's actually
good.
June 10th. They have a summer.
Oh, June 10th.
They've got a summer session.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get on this stuff right now, everybody. As you are hearing this, you should be getting on your laptop, your phone, or something like that and registering. And again, Dawn, we appreciate everything you and your team over there do. Thanks so much for joining us today and all the great fun that we're going to have this summer. Do us a favor, throughout the summer, if any of these could use another shout out or something like that, let us know. Join us, you can. Otherwise, we'll make sure to mention it. But we'll be talking about you throughout the summer.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thanks, James.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is at the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. You can learn about safety and emergency preparedness at the Portage County Safety Fair on Saturday, May 18th. This free, fun, family-friendly event will be held rain or shine from 10 to 2 at Mark Toyota in the Village Park of Plover. They'll have a variety of activities focused on safety and emergency preparedness for all ages. You'll see live fire demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays, and canine demonstrations. You can get your children fingerprinted and learn hands-only CPR. They'll also have a motorcycle safety simulator. The Boys and Girls Club will have food and drinks available for purchase. There's family fun at the McMillan Imaginarium today. Children of all ages and their adults can come to the all-purpose room from 6 to 7 p.m. on May 7th. They'll have a variety of activities to stimulate the imagination. No registration is required. Please note, baby story times are on a break until June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. In weekend box office news, it looks like moviegoers are smarter than critics, at least when it comes to The Fall Guy. The film was supposed to be the first big summer blockbuster, but the numbers at the gates suggest differently. The film opened with almost $29 million over the weekend. It was number one at the box office, but opened with a 50% lower take than Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in 2023. There might be hope on the horizon with the releases of the new Mad Max film and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes in the next few weeks. Brooke Shields is a team player when it comes to bearing all on screen. It was recently reported in the New York Post that the actress agreed to strip down almost to her altogether to make her co-star Benjamin Bratt feel less vulnerable. Shields told hosts on The View that she thought it was unfair Bratt was basically naked except for what's called a modesty sock, which was used to cover Ben Jr. No word yet on whether it took a tube sock, dress sock, or footie to cover Bratt's modesty. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High, low 70s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and again a slight shower chance. Cooler, highs in the low 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our homeroom segment celebrates Teacher Appreciation Week, and Melissa Baldoff has our weekly climate check report.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio our good friend, Nicole Menzel, Library Director with Leicester Public Library of Rome. Nicole, it's good to see you.
It is good to be back and to see you again.
It's been too long.
Yes, I know.
Been too long. Pam, not again. No, can't wait this long next time. We got to get you back sooner. I always appreciate the time. Thank you very much for being here. And I always like to shout out our libraries. I don't have a lot of journalistic integrity with this. My mother, a librarian, that spent many years in Macmillan, and I love our libraries, love our librarians, and appreciate so much what you guys do for our communities.
I don't think you need journalistic integrity when it comes to libraries,
no.
Right?
I don't know. I don't think any journalist. I don't know if that's a journalist I want to talk to if they don't like libraries. Yeah. I wanted to, if you don't mind, talk to about a couple of the cool things you have going on over there. The children's area has been renovated. We've got some great summer reading programs. But let's start with this really awesome thing that's happened, the American Library Association grant.
Yes. So we just recently received a grant called Libraries Transforming Communities. It is for small and rural libraries specifically to do an initiative that helps people with disabilities in the community. So we applied for it, we got it, and we are starting to work on what that looks like for us. What we wrote the grant for was to do a home delivery service for patrons who are homebound, who can't leave, who might not have someone who can stop in and pick things up for them. That is our goal, but we are going to do some community conversations and see where people are at, what they think as well.
You know, our libraries are a community hub.
Yes.
And that's great for our community and everything. It's also great when our libraries listen. And that's really cool that you guys do that. All of our local libraries do that. But I shout you out for that. You guys always have over there at Leicester. It's great to be able to do that. But I think right out the gate, you've got some good ideas already with this. That's really cool and encouraging to hear.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, libraries are a center of community, which is great. But if you can't come to it, what do you get? So a lot of the work that we're doing right now is on outreach and how we can go to people instead of always expecting people to come to us. So kind of flipping it a little bit.
Yeah. So I know this was something that meant a lot to my mom during the pandemic.
Yes.
That libraries were able to do a lot of this and meet, you know, leaving books out for people and they come and pick it up and a lot of that. They, you know, leave it to our libraries to figure out a way to get books in people's hands. You
yes.
know, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
This is taking that model somewhat and really expanding upon it and bringing it into the day-to-day. We know this, like all of our community members, we've got an older population in this area, a little bit more than others do.
Yes.
And one of the more heartbreaking things to me is the idea of somebody not being able to go to the library for any reason, especially if it's an age reason or
yes.
it's just a mobility thing or anything like that.
Yeah.
Reading is life. Reading is life, and to be able to offer that to somebody, especially that part of our community that has done so much, and none of us are here without them.
Yes.
This is a great way to kind of not only pay it forward, but, you know, do some of this and get these books out there. It helps the library, it helps the community, and most importantly, it helps these individuals.
Yeah, and we actually want to do more than just books, too. We're hoping we can do games, puzzles, different activities to help brains stay active. And also, we've got a whole bunch of volunteers who have already emailed me, and they're like, we want to do this. We want to be the people who deliver it. So it's also providing that touch point of getting to meet a human when you might be in a place where you don't really see people very often. So it's a lot of good things wrapped into one.
We talk about this with the ADRC all the time about Meals on Wheels. And for me, it's one of the main programs I back. I got to do that a little bit out in California, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. This feels like that to a degree.
We're actually partnering with them.
Oh, perfect.
A bit, yes.
Of course you are, because
yes.
both awesome organizations.
Yes.
That's very cool to hear. Not surprising at all. It's
yeah.
a really good, that's a win-win right there if there ever
yes.
was one. But you touched on a couple of really important things with this program. Yes, it'll get books in hands. People are getting new, you know, fun books they've read 100 times or a new release or something like that. And maybe it expands to other things.
Mm-hmm.
But the personal touch, the human interaction, just like with Meals on Wheels, oftentimes that is one of the few interactions these people will have, you know, somebody might have or something like that.
Yes.
That is going to meet possibly, and I only say this stuff if I can back it up, it may mean more to you than it does to them. Like,
yeah.
You may come out of the situation like, God, I'm so glad I met that person.
Yes.
Or, oh, that was a fun conversation.
Totally.
It happens all the time. Yes. And there's so many great individuals and interesting personalities out there. And here's another opportunity for you to meet them.
Totally. Mm. I think that is such a special thing to be able to do.
And not for nothing, but one other thing I have to mention, and I say this as somebody like a lot of individuals out there that have lost people to Alzheimer's or dementia, we are learning more and more about our brains and more about ways to stave off those things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the overwhelming things that science will tell you is keep that brain active.
Yes.
Keep it active.
Yes. And I'm hoping to actually dive more into some research on things that we can provide that have been proven to help with brain health as well. So, yeah, it's kind of a... I could talk all day about
I hear
the ideas we have for it.
That's what you love to hear. You know, people getting a grant and being like, all right, we don't have enough.
No.
Give us another one.
Yes.
That's really encouraging to hear.
Yes.
That's cool. And when it comes to the community input on this, will you be having a meeting eventually or something like that? Not put you on the spot right now with it, but...
No, that's a great question. And that's actually a big piece of the grant is letting the people that you're serving be the ones to tell you what they want.
Cool.
So it's an initiative for the people, so they should be the ones deciding what this looks like.
Cool.
And you might imagine, okay, well, if it's for people who can't come to the library, how do you have a meeting at the library for people who can't come to the library? So I think we're going to be getting a little creative with that and doing some individual outreach, reaching out to other community groups, churches in the area, Meals on Wheels, like we've already connected with them. For people that we know cannot make it out of their home on a regular basis and have some of those one-on-one conversations. We would love other community input as well, but we're really focusing on the people that this initiative is serving.
We're going to talk about it a lot in this half an hour, but that is one of the, if we just cut that into a slice, into a little sound right there, that is a perfect example of the great work that you guys are doing over there. Nowadays, most people, Zoom, we'll do a Zoom meeting. You know, and then we're done with it. I appreciate that you pay attention to your community. You're finding different ways. You're going above and beyond and finding how can I get the people's feedback.
Yep.
So many people nowadays just sit back and you give it to me. You give me your feedback. You guys are going out there and getting it. That's awesome.
Well, Adams County actually has the lowest, I think, in the state. It's low. Of people who have internet access, number one. So we've got that. We've got a population, typically those who are not as mobile are elderly, not always, but a lot of times. So I can't tell you how many people I have met at the library who don't even know how to use a computer. So to be like, jump on this Zoom meeting, they're like, I don't know what the internet is and I don't have a computer.
Zoom? What do you mean? I got to run fast?
Yes. Yes. Like that would just be the opposite of what we needed to do.
It's very smart. I appreciate it. And looking forward to hearing more and more about what this grant entails and what you invest in, the things you guys do with it and everything, which means you got to come back. You got to come back soon and talk about it. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the library updates that are going on over there. They renovated the kids area.
Yeah, so we're actually in the process of doing that right now, and it's the staff that's doing it. Mm. One of our staff members, Heather, painted a mural in the entire children's area.
Wow.
It is huge. It took her 3 weeks. It is gorgeous. You should just go look.
Yeah.
Just go to the library to see the mural.
Yeah.
It's been super, super awesome. And people keep asking her, are you an artist? I'm like, how do you answer that question? Like, what makes you an artist? I'm like, now you get to say, yes, I am.
Yes.
But we're getting a bunch of new things for kids. So we've got some new imaginative play. We've got like a camper. We've got some different STEM. Like to use STEAM instead, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, because the arts are so valuable.
Right on.
But we've got a lot of different activities that we're going to be bringing into the library that we'll be rotating throughout the year. So just a lot of really cool stuff to try to bring in some of the kids in our area. I think yesterday we had about 10 families who came in, which for us is super exciting because we don't, you know, always see a ton of kids. Mm-hmm. And it was just so fun to watch them interact with some of the things that we've got. And we're like, this is exactly why we're doing what we're doing. So it's wonderful.
Any chance I have, I take the opening to get on my soapbox about this, Nicole. And Wisconsin finished last in funding the arts this year. And it's important that we bring this up. We hammer this home that we in fund the arts. We support the arts. They touch on everything from your taxes and improving that to your well-being and your mental health. I mean, there is nothing that the arts don't do. And any opportunity to kind of like promote that and talk about that is very cool. It's so cool to what these renovations are kind of doing and showing a lot of the joy of art, what art can do, and just having some fun too with it and everything. It sounds really nice for the kids.
Yeah, it's super great. Our friends of the library organization actually donated the money to do this. Mm. So they gave us a very nice chunk of change to be able to put that in. It's art for our community. It's art for our kids. It's all of the other things as well. It's just a lot of fun wrapped into one project.
And we don't nearly get to shout out enough all the good work that our people in our libraries are doing. The fact that you guys are doing this yourselves, shout out to all of you. Thank you for what you're doing. That's cool.
No, we're cheap.
Too. Yeah, don't hurt. Libraries gotta be cheap. You have to be.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, oh, the taxpayers are gonna ask me what I'm spending my money on, and I want to be like, no, we didn't hire someone. We can paint a wall. We've got that.
Right on. Nicole Menzel with us, Library Director of Leicester Public Library of Rome. Nicole, are there any other library updates you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, so some people have probably noticed we've been moving around shelving because we've been expanding our shelving, and it's hard to do in a small space. So some people have come in and been a little upset that they can't find the things that they want to find right away, but we are happy to show them where they are, and it's just so that we can expand. So that's pretty exciting for us to be able to do those things. We've also got, speaking of art, I totally forgot about this, but one of our staff members has been connecting with community artists, and we've had a rotating display of art in, we have like a display area in our adult section, and so we've got a new artist in there right now from the Adams Friendship area. Gorgeous art, but we've gotten to see tons of different things rotating through, and it's so fun to walk back there, and every month it's something different and new, so another thing to check out.
If there are definitely community members, any chance you get to stop at one of your local libraries, be sure to do so. And the Leicester one is one of the best ones we have in the state. I encourage you to go check it out any chance you get. But if I am a creative, if I'm an artist, and I would like to be a part of this or anything, can I reach out to you? Can I see if there's room eventually or something like that?
Totally. Please reach out to us. We've got a whole list of contacts, and we're scheduling out for, you know, as long as we can. So you can reach out to me at my email, which is nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org, or call the library. We like phone calls too.
Yeah, we'll get that information out there again before we wrap up today, Nicole. Did want to also get into the summer reading program and the theme this year, and that these summer reading programs, we just had a CEO of the United Way, Terry Johnson, with us. Terry co-hosts with me all the time, and Terry, whether it's on air or off air, one of her bigger things that she cares about is summer reading and keeping kids their literacy levels up and their brains up on that level. It's an important one to our community, and this is a great program.
And we're really excited about it this year. We're doing it bigger than, I mean, it's hard because all the staff is fairly new, but we think bigger than it's been done in the past. We can't for sure say that, but you know, bigger than we've ever done it before, because the first one that we're
still counts.
Doing
yeah still counts.
Totally. But the overall theme for summer read program, I think, is adventure is out there, but we're using open for adventure because the library is open for adventure, books are open for adventure, there's lots of adventure to be had.
Yeah,
we're gonna have performers, we're going to have reading, there's prizes for different levels, we're gonna have a big event at the end where you get to go on a story adventure. Whoa. and do some fun activities to follow you through the story, following a kind of a treasure map of sorts. So we've got a lot of really great things. So it is reading and it is literacy, but it's connecting that back to the community as well too. So it's interaction, it's providing fun family activities in the summer months that are free, which is the other great part Everything is free.
Yeah, yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. You never lost anybody because of something being free.
No.
Very encouraging. Oh, yes. What is it? Free? Take that. When it comes to something like this, in a program like this, the summer reading program, is this for certain ages or do you have it broken up in ages and grades?
Yeah, so we're going to do three different age groups this year. So we've got like a 0 to 7, an 8 to 12, and a 13 to 18, just because prizes and things can look very different for those age yeah. groups, and also reading expectations can look a little bit different as yeah. well. So for each of those age groups, we have goals for reading and different prizes for those levels. And of course, if there are kids who are kind of on the cusp of one or the other and they're like, I really don't want to be in this one and I'm reading ahead, you know, we'll make exceptions. But I also potentially am going to do something for adults, because adults should have fun reading things too.
Good idea.
But that is in the works. So you heard it here first.
Mm. When you do it, my mother will sign up right away. And when she does, she'll sign me up. I have no doubt.
I love it.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of fun, though. It's a good idea. I wanted to get to also the Rome Garden Club and make sure to shout them out. We appreciate them. They join us on the air sometimes, and great people.
Yes. So if you've ever been to the library, we have a ton of gardens, landscaping, plants. I mean, we've got a community vegetable garden. We have a community herb garden. We've got butterfly gardens. We have a trail system in the woods behind the library. All of this was done and is kept up by the Rome Garden Club. Mm. And they have events. They meet every Wednesday at 9:30 to actually take care of the library gardens, but they have events once a month, and that is on all the events are on the library website, so you can check that out and see what they've got coming up. There's one, I think, tomorrow for sustainable landscaping. Like, they bring in some really, really cool speakers, and they're all master gardeners who talk about these things. So it's just a really, really awesome thing. Like, one, the library would look like poo if we didn't have them, because yeah. I'm not going to be going out there trying to keep plants alive. But it's kind of like a masterpiece when you look at these things.
Yes. Yeah. The work, they're artists.
Yes.
They are artists. Talking about the creative arts and everything. These master gardeners are masters at this and really good at it. They're also really, they love sharing information.
Yes.
And if you are wanted to get to know more of this, or maybe even become a master gardener or something, we have a couple of friends from ours from Extension that have joined us to talk about the club and everything, and they're always looking for new members, always looking for new people that want to be a part of this and learn more about gardening yourself and getting out there and doing some of this, whether you're new or have been doing it for a long time. You're welcome.
Yeah, I actually recently, we've had some folks who work at Sand Valley stop in that are here seasonally, and they take care of the grass at Sand Valley, which, you know, for a golf course, grass is important, yeah, right? Yeah. And it's really funny because they tell you all about this grass stuff. And we were talking about the garden club, and I think some of them are going to join it.
Cool.
So we're trying to make those connections in other places as well. They can bring their grass expertise and then learn about flowers, too.
Nicole, one of the things that you guys do over there that I wanted to make sure that we took some time to talk about is the outreach.
Yeah, so this is something that we are focusing on this summer. We actually have hired two high school students who will be graduating in a few weeks to help us out with our summer outreach programming. One of the things we're most excited about is we're going to be going to the farmers market every other Friday, the Rome Farmers Market, and we're going to have activities there for kids to do. Nothing crazy, but something fun, so that if you're there with your family and you've got your kids, you know, adults could do them too. You know, making bookmarks, doing some temporary tattoos, who knows? We're going to have a lot of fun getting out in the community. We're also going to be doing some volunteer work at some of the different events happening. So one of the concert series that Visit Rome is doing in the band shell, we're going to be helping out there. So just some different things to get out with our ultimate goal. And I didn't talk about this before because I'm trying not to jinx myself, but jinx away. We would love to get a bookmobile and that kind of ties back into the outreach program for the grant and doing delivery for people, but having a dedicated vehicle that looks like a library vehicle. It's got books on it. I don't know. Lots of dreams with it, but yes. Yeah.
Well, first off, the little libraries, the little libraries that you see about town and stuff, and you can take and put a book in, take one out. We know how popular those have, those are hugely popular.
Yes.
We know food trucks are really popular right now.
Totally.
It seems like a win-win to combine the two. It seems like, you know, at least in my head, it feels like that. It's a bit of a combination of those things. And touching on what we first started talking about getting books in people's hands.
Yes, and going where the people are, because we still have so many people who don't even know that we exist. Rome is not necessarily walkable where we are. So it would be really nice to be able to, you know, it's like the ice cream truck. Yes. If we could get like a little music dingy thing as we drive around, then people are like, oh, it's books, and like, oh, it's ice cream.
Mom,
same thing.
The library truck's coming. Just go running for the library truck.
This is what I imagine.
And as a parent, they won't come back asking for money.
No. No, it's even better. You're like, go ahead, get a book. This is great.
That's an awesome idea. Nicole, we just wrapping up, want to get the information out there of how people can find out more about some of what we talked about today. And certainly always like to remind people that you can volunteer. You can be a part of things at the library. They have a lot of great events going on all year long that you can help out and be a part of your community with.
Yes.
And Nicole, if people do have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of what we've gotten into, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So you can go to our website, which is RomePublicLibrary.org. You can give us a call, 715-325-8990. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can check us out there. Or you can email me, nmenzel@RomePublicLibrary.org. All of those are great ways. Someone will eventually get back to you. I can't promise right away, but
Eventually they will. Nicole, thank you so much. Always good to see you. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate what you and your team do over there. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates, all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6, The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County, UW System, made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say, now is the time to invest, because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The state's star witness, Stormy Daniels, is testifying in Donald Trump's criminal trial today in New York. And CBS's Graham Cates is following that case. He talked about some of the more intimate details of their alleged sexual encounter.
Putting one hand to the side of her head on the stand, she described him as posing on the bed. She then briefly described having sex with Trump before saying that she left as soon as she could.
That allegedly led to a payment for her silence. Israel's launched attacks now in Rafah. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
Israeli tanks rolled along southern Gaza's edge, the military for the first time taking control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing on Egypt's border.
And President Biden emphasized U.S. support for Israel today at the U.S. Capitol.
My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast